Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, well, I am... Why can't I start the video?
Oh, God.
There we go. Right, we're now we're waiting for Keith. Oh, there we go. Do we admit them?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they both going to be on the same one? Because they're in
this
separate
areas.
This
is exciting. Here comes... Hey!
Oh! Look at that.
Look at...
No sleeves required.
Look at that. Hang on a minute. I'm just trying to... Oh, and... Here we go. We cannot. It might be my fault we cannot hear you. Hang on.
Come on, mate.
Here we go.
Here
now
we
can
casual,
hear you.
Casual. Now, all right. So now I need
so
to.
So now where's Hemda? There she is in her closet.
Hang on a minute. Everybody just cool out.
I'm cool.
No, because. No, I can't see you. You've been doing this for 15 years, guys. Please. Please. Get rid of that. You talk to them while I'm fixing this and not paying attention to them.
Okay, well, Hemda, can you hear us okay?
Hemda can hear. Hemda, you have to change your speakers. You know that. Come on. On Zoom.
I'm always having
I can
to
say
change.
Whatever. I can do whatever I want.
You can.
Freedom. Can she hear us?
Maybe no. Not. I'm going to type her.
You type to her.
See, they've been working together for longer than we have, and their relationship is pretty much
how come they both look
identical.
Younger than us?
Well,
I would say that theirs is slightly less stressful. For those who don't know, this is Keith and the Girl. I think a lot of you will know, but they do a really brilliant show and podcast in New York. But I can now verify that Keith is the technical brains in this relationship.
How you guys doing?
We're okay.
Why is she giving us the thumbs up?
Because she can see hello. Keith.
But why she could just say, I can hear you now.
I wasn't sure if we were hi. I can hear you now. I was trying to be subtle. Hello.
She was trying to be professional. This is the problem. We don't recognize that around here.
Hello, everybody. How nice to see you both.
Thank you. Good to see you guys back. I got nervous.
Oh.
It was a nervous time, wasn't it? It's very tense. What's going on with us, mates? And it's like, you're calling each other like, we're stronger than this. Fuck them. Fook them. Sorry, fook them. And it's good to see you.
We're not allowed to swear, please.
Can Keith hear you?
Yeah, she said not to swear, but
okay.
Then I had to. I didn't know what to say.
He lost all his words.
So how are you? So you two you're not meeting up to do the show then? You're doing it?
No, because Hemda is compromised.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are. So right. You have to live in a closet.
And you guys don't care. Yeah.
She's
so
my bubble.
She's at her place, and I'm at the studio.
Yeah, here's the situation with us. You don't have bubbles yet in New York, do you?
I don't know what that means, no.
Well, we're allowed to see a limited number of people, right? And because he is a single man, he's allowed a support bubble of people who can help him out with his kids, like I ever would. Right. So I'm that person.
Is that what he told you was happening, that you're his bubble, so you need to help him take care of his kids?
I think we just have to tell the police if they ever bust us.
Why is Keith laughing at me being single?
Because it's not the single thing. It's that you guys have bubbles. Yeah. Like, we have do the right thing. But yes, you have bubbles.
How is, because we know that it was the whole, it's not going to be a whole COVID chat, but it would be silly not to mention it. It was awful in New York for a long time. And then we've not really heard about New York for a while because we're all complaining that, you know, we can't go on holiday anymore over here. How is New York now?
It's, God damn it.
You know, Oh, thank you. He also grants me permission to go outside. He's like my government. It's very strange. I don't know why.
Do you have to ask him when you want to go and make pee-pee?
I'm her bubble.
Yeah. I have to use the bubble. Yes. Yeah, so every time. How is it here? I think, you know, some of the behavior is always surprising. Like you go to a park thinking that everyone will be social distanced and there's no room at all. And you just go running, screaming from the park. But then you also see people turn their head when they're passing you so that, you know, we could respectfully ignore each other like the New Yorkers. The thing is I think we're so used to turning our heads when we pass each other, you know, like other states and cities in this country are, you know, they say, hi, how are you? And weird things like that. We're used to just kind of ignoring each other on the way to things. So maybe that helped us in this time.
Yeah, unless, of course, remember when we got on the train in New York?
Oh, God, I wish he'd have ignored us.
To visit our friend Imani, and I nearly got killed.
Well, Ian
You're always nearly getting killed. What is that?
Ian decided to engage with the guy who was ranting on the train.
I thought I could help him. Turns out, of course, that you have terrible care for seriously mentally ill, violent, dangerous people. And that's just what he was doing.
Yeah, he was.
Did you think he was having a conversation? Like...
Well, he was kind of pacing up and down the carriage, daring people to look him in the eye. And Ian was like, "You all right there, man?" Of course, that triggered.
I'm gonna
the apocalypse.
You looking at me? I'm gonna kill you. And then I remembered, oh God, they have guns over here. Oh, okay, God. That was the girl next. There's a woman next to me started crying,
quietly sobbing. Yeah,
because it was so terrifying.
She knew you were about. You were about to die. She knew.
She felt like, I'm just an ordinary man. And hey, I've got this folder.
Oh, this is a treat. This is a real treat.
Well, I found this. Okay, these are there's primarily songs I wrote.
I was just going to say, Chenda, if he asks you to do karaoke, it's a trap. They always mock these people. They're not your friend.
Between the age of 15 and 21, I was a very romantic guy, very romantic, and I would write that in song. And I'm just wondering if either of you, when you were youngsters, kind of expressed yourself in poetry or Keith's laughing, which I get the vibe from Keith, tough guy now, but you know, 14-year-old Keith in school writing poems, love poems.
It was older than that, and it wasn't my poems, it was like Def Leppard's Love Bites, and I acted like I wrote it.
He used to write them out by hand and send them to girls. Yeah, I remember that.
When you make love, do you look in the mirror? Who do you think of? Do you touch and see?
Oh,
like as if that made any sense. But I'm like, think about this one, honey.
Well, reading one of yours.
Okay.
This is what you could have won.
As you look, I'll tell you, I gave the poem. I was even out of school. I was out of 18. I was over 18 or at least 18. And Warrant, Chameleon. You can't change who you are by the colors you put on.
Here we go. Here's one that's in a plastic wallet. So this means I must have thought highly of this. Mm-hmm. Would you like to read, Catherine, Hope I Fall or Traffic in the Background?
Traffic in the Background.
Now, I haven't looked at these for 30 years, so...
Traffic in the Background.
Here we go.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you.
Thank you, Keith. That's very kind. But let's let Catherine do her bit now, please.
Okay. Has it been this long since we last spoke? Has it really been 2 months? Has it really been?
Oh, my.
The bent time.
What's it?
The best time
best.
For you.
Best.
I thought that was English slang or something.
Since the time we never knew each other. And I know that in the end you were my friend, clever. And if I play guitar, you might hear me one day.
Ooh, you should learn to play the guitar one day.
Yeah, that's good. That's beautiful. I don't like your tone.
Whoa. For crying out loud, I'm getting used to it. The sunflower. God, I used to be king.
Powerful words. I can see Camden's just having a little flutter. It's working. It's magic. This is powerful juju. You can't just throw this out.
You seem very excited about it.
Yeah. Did you ever write stuff like that? Or maybe you were the recipient of
I think she was the inspiration. She was the muse.
Oh, I was nothing like that, but I appreciate it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Not even for my parents, but thank you for asking. I did. I wrote a lot. In fact, in my 20s, I was pursuing singing, and I wrote a bunch of songs, and a couple of them were published. I got to go on tour. But I remember writing my first song at 12. It was hilarious. I still remember a little bit of it. It was very, very silly, but I liked it.
Four.
Please.
No, Keith already warned me.
Which I didn't know you went on tour as a singer.
She's good. She's bloody good.
Oh, I bet she's good. I think both of these people are two of the most beautiful souls I've ever met.
Don't give
life.
Keith the credit. I did it. He wrote something. He's plagiarizing that in front of you.
Keith is looking very shiny today. It's got to be. I respect a man who glows like that.
Thank you. I have the air conditioner on, so I need so the window's coming in.
And poor Hemda's living in a closet. This is the difference. Yeah. He's allowed to see the sun.
This is where my parents were hoping I would end up, just inside the closet.
That actually is a closet, isn't it? Look at that.
It is, yeah.
And so you're doing the show from there?
I am.
Your show, the Keith and the Girl show.
This is the quietest place in all of New York City. So you're welcome.
She also does costume changes.
Yeah.
How long have you, because you guys have been a huge inspiration to us, kind of, we would, you know, giving us the confidence to do this and move over to this, and, you know, Twitch are kind of paying us a bit, but, you know, it's, you also, when we came over on your show, you inspired us to up our game on our radio show. I think we were going through a slightly, what John Lennon would call a slightly fat Elvis period, where we were just coasting and doing the hits. And then we came and saw you, and it was like, Jesus, okay, we need to work a lot harder. Is it 15 years you've been doing it now?
Yeah. Is Keith being modest? Yeah. Go ahead, Keith.
I concur. Yeah, 2005, March of 2005.
And what was the... How? Because 2005, I'm trying to think.
Was there social unrest in 2005? How would you do it?
But there wasn't... The internet wasn't... it was kind of the internet then. What was the plan?
Kind of. It was kind of the internet where it was still in 2005 when we told people we're podcasting. They didn't know what podcasting was, so we'd have to explain that it was a talk show that people hear on the through their internet. And then they just kind of dismissed us as nerds in their, you know, in our mom's basement or something like that. So it was hard enough. And to say that you worked, quote, on the internet was still like, whoa, that's a big deal. People were still making phone calls and doing things like old school. So it's changed so much. We're now in a pandemic. You can try to get yourself a mixer or a mic, but most things are sold out because everyone's deciding to do this now.
Do you think there are too many podcasts now?
Oh, God, yes. I would say yes.
I only like there's too many TV shows that I can't find anything. But I think the more than that makes it. Whenever we started, podcasting wasn't necessarily a word that caught on. It was on the iPod. It was before iTunes had a podcasting section. More podcasts only made it more popular. But no, I don't think it's too late for somebody to start another one, quite frankly.
I think it's great, right? Because my kids are kind of interested in this. They're more interested in YouTubing is their influence at the moment. And that's brilliant. And I think that it's great that anyone can make something and can put it out there. And, you know, but I do think I was doing a fun podcast with a friend, Elton, where we would watch a time travel movie and talk about a time travel movie. And then it just kind of hit me. There's so many podcasts where it's two white middle-aged men deconstructing pop culture, and I just think maybe we could just put a limit on those. Maybe we could say no more, you know, two white middle-aged men watching every Rocky movie and talking about it. We got enough.
And then you put out an ad, I'm looking for a black man into time travel movies. And you're like, I don't know what to do.
I'm looking for a black lesbian in a wheelchair to come and watch.
Actually listen to that podcast. It'd be awesome.
I would do.
Are you trying to tell me that there are spaces in this world that middle-aged white men mainly occupy, you do go on. Get out of here.
I'm going to let you into a secret, guys. I am fully woke. And I stand with my brothers and sisters of all genders, all sexualities, and almost all colors. Almost.
Oh, God. Done. We're fixed. Everything's good. I believe that's our fifth ally, if I'm counting right. So
that's sorted.
Yeah, the diversity is part of the secret. I don't know what the two of you worked out, but me and Henda said right away, if the word transgender ever becomes something, we may not do that. Our sexes always have to be different. It's, people see a difference. And that's just the thing we made in private.
Well, it stops people getting confused. One of the things I was told when I first started in radio was I didn't hear that. I used to hear it on the way out as they were whispering.
When we lost our job, a regular listener posted, that effing bitch.
Was the nice one, Henda. Yeah. I was the nice
one. Because she'd lost her job. That's what we're dealing with.
But one of the things I got told when I first started in radio was two women on the radio doesn't work because people can't tell the difference. But man, obviously very, very different indeed.
That's why we always make sure that Keith's voice is just a little bit higher than mine. Just a little up here so you can differentiate. It's fine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Keith, I'm going to throw a movie out to you.
And I will tell you it's shit.
This tends to be the pattern. I saw a movie on Netflix at the weekend that had me in floods of tears.
Oh, tears.
It was, what was it called?
Have you got that feeling yet? You've got a few more than last time.
I have. I know tears, a.k.a. sadness. I know anger. I know happiness. And then it's just, more or less of those. There's not a million feelings. There's really three and then you fuck.
I've just been trying to educate him, haven't you? But
It's the color wheel, right? All of us look like we're dressed different, but there's four colors,
We did a colorblind test with my kid the other day, with my eldest, because he thought he was colorblind. Uh-huh. And we did the test and he wasn't. And he was so disappointed that he could see all the colors.
Oh, man.
So I saw a film on Netflix starring Jane Fonda and Jason Bateman and Kylo Ren and Tina Fey called This Is Where I Leave You.
Mm. Okay.
And it was about a dad dying and a family.
I knew it was a beaches thing. This is where I leave you. I knew it.
It's not beaches.
It's not as good as beaches.
And a family come together and here's what it did. Made me laugh. Made me cry. Mm-hmm. It really made me think.
Hmm.
Okay. Was this back in 2014?
He's seen every film.
No,
so.
He hasn't. I can see the reflection in his glasses. He's on IMDb. Look.
He wants to see how many
was this,
points
was
it
this
has.
The reflection in his glasses.
Was this produced and directed by Sean Levy or Levy?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's the okay. movie. You know it.
Yeah, it's coming to me. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. I remember. I know Terry Stacey does good cinematography, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Excellent. I didn't know it was. It makes sense that it's Stacey. He's got his style now you've mentioned it.
Oh,
yeah.
My. This is how all the podcasts start.
Do you cry easily at movies or in general?
I used to cry a lot at movies. Mm-hmm. I haven't for a while. I'm going back to college, and I had 2 days of college at the weekend just before I saw this movie, and I think something's unlocking.
Morphine.
And I'm sorry,
in 2 days of college?
Yeah.
What did they talk about?
I'm a fast learner. No, it's just made me realize. Here's my plan, right? In three years.
By the way, 1 second, real quick. 44% of Rotten Tomatoes, if the audience is curious. Anyway, continue.
Does it really? Okay. I've 3 years, I'm out. I'm out of this business. I'm done. I'm gone. Oh. And I'm going to go and be a counselor, therapist. And
Days of school.
Yeah. And I did 2 days and I came out and I just thought, Jesus, I've been doing the wrong thing for the last 25 years.
Right.
Wow. Those Freedom. Classes are powerful.
Yeah. How long is the school going to be? 4 days?
This is like an induction thing, right? To see if you're good enough to do the whole thing.
I could probably work on these two already. I could probably.
Keith, let's got do you. It. Therapize us.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hemda, you're doing a good job of therapizing yourself, aren't you?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm one of those things where hopefully it's not annoying that I keep talking about, you know, self-help and things like that. But yeah, I'm working on it.
So tell me about 1 minute at a time, because that's the, like, you know, Keith and the girl have got this whole network empire thing that they've got going. And they go off and do little solo projects and come back together. Like Keith's got this like podcast about being a diamond dog and like a man in the modern world. Mm-hmm. But Hemda does this thing that where everyone just takes a moment of self-care and self-love. And it's from the feedback it's getting, it sounds like it's working for a lot of people.
The feedback is so amazing. I'm so happy about it. OMAT is 1 minute at a time. Every exercise is 1 minute long. So we do things like give gratitude for 1 minute, meditate for a minute, plank, aerobics.
Plank
writing.
For a whole minute. My God, I'm out. Up until then, I was going, yeah, that sounds good. Plank. No. Sorry, go on. I interrupted.
Well, you don't. That's the thing. You don't have to start at 1 minute. It's okay. Sort of putting that thing that continues. There's a bunch of voices in our head, and a lot of times we don't get to choose which one is amped up on which day. So it's exercises to help you have that muscle to reach for whatever exercise you need at the moment. So all these 8 exercises I found by reading and researching, which ones are the ones that are essential that we need to do, but that overwhelm us so much that we keep putting it aside. I think 1 minute can jumpstart that. Like, you don't start at a 1 minute plank, but you start at giving 1 minute to plank time. So you have that 1 minute, you recognize that you have it. And if you do 20 seconds, it's much bigger because it's using all of your muscles than sitting on the couch for another minute.
Because this comes from the fact that you've been through a lot of stuff quite close together. And
you heard
had
some
to
stories?
Find, yeah, I heard you. The honesty in your podcast is something else. I want to ask you about that in a second. But it comes from this idea of, and I found it really helpful as well, because I've had some stuff happen to me, not the same as you, obviously, but that moment of realizing that while things seem to be spinning out of control, you're looking at a really knotty problem or lots of complicated things intersecting, nothing is happening now. That moment of, but nothing is happening now. So to stop your head spinning, you kind of center yourself. Mm. And I found that technique really helpful. And you taught me about that because of what you've been talking about on Keith and the Girl. So please carry on talking about it.
Well, that's really huge for me because they say that, you know, if you're thinking about the future all the time, you're in anxiety. And if you're thinking about the past all the time, you're just kind of like allowing nothing else to happen. So what's happening now, no one's paying attention to. Not no one, but it's interesting that we have to practice being here and central. So yeah, a lot of things happened at the same time. I do think that everyone says that it's like it never happens one at a time. You never just get maybe a death in your family. You get like cancer and a death and somebody being really mad at you or whatever makes you upset. And I had to place these in order. Like, I know that when bad things happen, my first reaction tends to be everything's bad. And then my brain just goes to that and decides that everything's bad and I start shutting down. Mm. So when I found out that I had a tumor, I'm like, oh, I gotta figure out if there's something else to think other than everything is bad here. I gotta believe that there are options. So I actually sincerely looked up how to be happy. And while I'm doing the research on that and getting open heart surgery, I find out that my husband is cheating on me, soliciting women on Craigslist and, you know, planning meetups in hotels and things, creating relationships that are romantic. And, you know, I had to take 2 months off of work. I was just coming back to work. So a lot of things were happening at the same time, but I had already been starting to look things up so I could catch myself going, this is bad. Everything's bad. And then that practice of, didn't I just give a minute of gratitude this morning? That really makes me feel like not everything can be bad because I just did that. So that small muscle switched over a little. If I was able to do it before, can I do it now? I'm resisting in my head anyway. Do the list because you said you were going to do it. And I start giving the gratitude and I come back to a different space in my head. And that's just one of the exercises. It came from a routine. My routine used to be 3-4 hours long in the morning because I would do 15 minutes of meditation and this and that. And just to, for some days that you can do that, that's great. Have longer routine, have more of something that you like more. But for times of overwhelm, for, you know, I don't think meditation is for me. You can try it for a minute. For, you know, planking, 1 minute you're out. Absolutely. Let's try 10 seconds. Let's try 5 seconds. And this club meets every morning for 15 minutes so we can go through it together. And that's what the Omadathon that's coming up is. That's what OMAT Club is. And it seems to be benefiting other people in the same way that it did me. And I think that's why we share information. This works for me. Not a suggestion, not you know what you should do. This is what I did when I felt this way. If you can take anything from that, then go ahead and run it yourself the way you want it and feels comfortable to you.
Well, I'm not as evolved as Henda, but this just happened to me yesterday. I'm about to do laundry, and because of this gratitude exercise she has, I, in spite of myself, I'm putting laundry in the bag, knowing that laundry is close. It's not even in my building, but it's very close. I said to myself, like, oh, I get to do laundry, as opposed to I have to do laundry. So I don't, so she's making me like stupid, but yeah, if it felt good and you're like, yeah, I get to do that.
Just a Keith, I told you to say not stupid, simple.
Simple, aww. Simple. I became a real simpleton, and it felt good to do laundry.
Hemda, is there a website that I can type into the chat?
Yeah, so there's keithandthegirl.com/OMATClub, O-M-A-T for 1 minute at a time, club. And we're also doing this thing on Sunday where we run for free back-to-back OMAT Club, so you can register, and that's keithandthegirl.com/OMATathon, O-M-A-T-a-thon for marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a free taste, like 15 minutes. Join us whenever you want. I wanted it to be available all different hours of the day so that people in different time zones can join. So it's literally every time of the day is available.
Are men and women?
Are men and women allowed? Is that what you're saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take both.
I'm coming. I want some of this.
Okay.
Yeah. I want some of this.
He's going to ruin it.
No, I'm not going to ruin it. Why would you say that? You've heard my lyric. I'm an ordinary man. No, I want some of this. This is the thing. This sounds great, right? And again, this is partly why I'm doing this counseling.
Hold on one second. You know I'm a man, right?
Sorry?
You know I'm a man, and I said I did this thing, right?
I didn't know you were a man, Keith.
Yes. Yes.
Keith, you're not supposed to assume.
That's why that's why she's the girl. I get it. Now I get it. And I've met you and everything.
Right.
I want some of this.
Yeah, don't blame me.
I think one of the things of lockdown has taught me is just I enjoy my own company more, mm-hmm. And is being in the moment more. Because the part of the thing with lockdown over here is that everyone was kind of forced to be mindful of the moment because all future plans were cancelled. There was, for a while, there was nothing ahead of us, you know, and we had to live in the day. Some people really struggle with that, but actually quite a few people, and it's been suggested that quite a few people that suffer with depression have really benefited from being forced to live in the day.
Well, also a lot of people who are anxious anyway kind of settled into lockdown better than other people because they were like, yeah, we knew this was going to happen already. I know this is my default position.
How have you found all the lockdown stuff, Keith? Have you struggled with it or have you been okay?
Well, it is. It's a big world, but yes, I think it's safe to say we had the same things that you guys do. Yeah, it's weird. It's just odd. It's surreal. All of a sudden, you don't know what's next. I'm more than most people. I think I don't mind being a loner, but with that said, I do like a poker party or a game night, and that you can't have that, and you can't connect naturally. It's odd. I think the only word I can say is if I'm telling somebody news, it's surreal. It's insane. And that people, and then I get crazy because nobody wants to live like this. And nobody could just behave for a month, no exaggeration, with masks. That's the part that's like, what?
Oh, this,
like,
oh, this.
They knew it was real for 2 months somehow. They knew that. But then it can't be longer than 2 months. There's no way that science is real. That's just crazy. Well,
did I hear right that Mel Gibson was one of the people saying it was all a big hoax and he's now in hospital with it?
Yeah, and believes it now. Chuck Woolery, a famous game show host over here, was right-wing like that, what we call right-wing, saying it's a hoax. Oh, my son got it. Watch out there. It's like, yeah, well, don't act like you're teaching me. Like, I'm an asshole like you. Arsehole. And... why do they believe it? Like, why does Mel Gibson, just because he got it or somebody marked a checkbox, why is it real now? Why isn't it still a scam and the doctor's being scammed and you have a version of a flu, not this big Democratic conspiracy? How does it make sense now?
I think it makes sense that someone like Mel Gibson would not believe something that's not happening to him because he is all about what's going on to him.
Right, but how can it? But why are you wrong then? Why are you wrong because you're sneezing a lot and you have trouble breathing?
Okay.
Why can't it just be some in the air? Like, oh no, you have it now. I have what? I don't believe in it. Well, you're on a ventilator. Now you do. Okay, now I do.
We had it became law on Friday that you have to wear masks in shops. And, it should have been law like a month ago at least. But now you're getting these tough guys and tough ladies who are doing hashtag no mask selfies.
Yeah, in supermarkets.
Which is them in supermarkets taking a picture with their face going, yeah, I refuse to breathe in my own air. It gives you cancer.
I don't see them doing that on a COVID ward, though, the tough guys. They do it in front of the apples and bananas. But not in front of people who actually...
It's the same thing. Sorry, it's the same thing with our president who's encouraging this bad behavior. Then he finally goes to a hospital of wounded soldiers and wears a mask. So they go, okay, it's been 4 months. Why are masks now? And he's like, well, these are veterans and there's a time and place for a mask. The end. As if that justifies anything.
Yeah. I'm going to put this out there, right? And this is just a theory and I'm just thinking about it now and let's see this. Let's go with this. I think that the people that don't wear masks would also be classified as racists.
Yes.
I think there's a correlation, certainly between right wing. I would suggest it's a correlation between extreme right wing and racists. Anne Widdecombe has come out saying we shouldn't have to wear masks.
Yeah.
Does it
mask. It require the same lack of empathy as it does to be racist?
I think so.
To not want to look out for someone
but
else,
surely
not you.
If all lives matter, as these people say, then wear a mask. Yeah. But I'm going to put this out there. Let's see if we can get some stats. Is everybody that doesn't want to wear a mask a racist?
I think there's. It could be that there is a correlation because both things are, I don't want to change because that makes me uncomfortable, never mind what it does to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So that's what your racism does. And that's what your mask situation does also. But it's so sad that this is what we're arguing about constantly. Where you're at. Like now, Xerxes, my boyfriend, right before the show was reading something about a state or two or somewhere in the U.S., they want to alleviate, to not have the mask rule inside because there's so many physical fights. There's so many fights in the stores that they want to make it a law that you don't have to wear your mask in there. So nobody has a reason to argue. But this is what I think. I think that's what America does is just Band-Aid over it. Like, that's not actually a solution.
No, you're making a law for the assholes, essentially.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, you're going to fight. That's like when Keith talks about, he gets bullied and then the teacher goes, hey, you two, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But
Keith, knock it off. I'm like, yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to keep getting punched during class. That's for after class.
How is the show going? We love you. I listen occasionally. Mm-hmm. Kath listens all the flipping time.
Mm-hmm. And who's
That's
healthier?
That's why we like her better.
Yeah, by the way, coincidentally, who's healthier, who's more evolved? I ask
I'm not the
you,
one boasting
audience.
About being evolved. I think that answers your question.
How is the show going? Is it you finding it all right? It's weird, isn't it? When we started doing the radio show from home before the idiot sacked us, and I was doing it in my house. Catherine was in hers, mm-hmm. and it took a while to get used to not being in the same room, not even seeing each other
because
at that point.
So much of it is about eye contact, right? When you're working with someone, and especially you two, it's you need to know when your time is.
And even the energy, even mm-hmm. Even the phys, and I'm not spiritual per se, but yes, of course, there's an energy from a person, and to not have that, like even the beginning of us talking, we're trying to play double dutch with each other. Yeah, it's a little weird. So yeah, especially at first, yeah, it was strange.
Let me tell you this: I never in person was like, "Can you hear me? Is that? Can you hear me yet? Am I in? Should I raise the volume?" It's just very different. We've also had some very interesting mic checks with guests, stuff like if you warn them ahead of time, hey, if you have a mic, plug it in. If you have headphones, plug it in. They come with nothing. And then it's like we test them. And then if you had a mic, this might be better. And they pull a mic like
a rig. They pull a whole rig like it's on a wall. Like it's the Matrix and he's about to go to war with his guns, except it's 17 mics and 15 headphones. Like, what do you think's best in this situation? Like, where were you? We're an hour in. I mean, that you guys just, I guess that's testament to us, but that you guys just put people on live right away. That's lips. That is some nerves.
Yeah, it doesn't always pay.
Right.
In the chat, just to let you know, it's kicked off with non-mask wearers are racist.
Oh, good.
Chaga Woo Woo says, why is it always left-wing Marxists always get the most uppity? Interesting language here.
Oh, gosh.
Because people are dying!
About masks and the need to be told what to do. The whole Marxist...
I'm not the one saying that I'm too good to wear a mask.
Yeah, the whole Marxist, I don't really know what a Marxist is.
Does he mean that you have to be Marxist to care about someone that's not you?
Just wear a mask.
Here's why. It's a conspiracy. Because yeah. What's that person's name?
Chugga Wugga Woo Woo.
Chugga Chugga Woo Woo.
Okay, Chugga Chugga Woo Woo. It's a trick. Look in the mirror. You have an ugly mug. We're doing whatever it takes for you to hide it. It's making me sick to see you. Because we like masks. I mean, think about it. Instead of just going, why do they care so much? Google. Why do they care so much? And the answer's there. We have the same problem in America. Not enough shame. I don't know where shame went, but you just wrote that in public. Why do they care? Google why they care. Then come back to the alternative and go, oh, yesterday I learned why they care. Maybe I have a nuanced thought, but actually I don't, because it's pretty simple. People are dying. BLM, why not all lives? You just said that? People are fighting for this. Google it. We'll tell you, and no one needs to know that you didn't know. You're not even embarrassed.
I think they're embarrassed. Otherwise, I don't believe he was christened Chugga Wugga Woo Woo. I may be wrong. I don't want to judge on that.
Sure, cool
if
sure.
you are, but there's a reason you're not using your own name.
Right.
Well, the real conspiracy theory here is that he got all of us to say chugga chugga woo woo, and I really he would have said anything in that chat for that to happen. We all like, oh well, if chugga chugga woo woo has something to say, we better get on it and get serious. Get Keith to yell a little bit. Chugga chugga woo woo.
I'd rather just, that was three times. I'd rather just wear a mask and not have a fight every time I go out. How's that fun? Chugga chugga woo woo. Yes, all racist. Yes, all assholes. I'd rather go out and fight for my milk today and tell people what's right. You're all suckers. Really? Who says that? Crazy people. The people that I met on the streets here in New York City, on the subway. They're the ones screaming about conspiracies. That's you, chugga chugga. Mr. and Mrs. Woo Woo, God, I hope they're not alive. I hope they don't see you now.
Well, they won't be if he visits.
Oh, God. Right. What do they care? I don't know. We were caring about the Woo Woos even though we didn't know them.
Please don't get all heteronormative about his family. It could be Mr. and Mr. Chugga Chugga Woo Woo. Whoever raised you.
You know it's not. You know that it's a straight couple. You know I'm right. We can't play dumb forever. Yeah. For it to come out of the vagina makes an asshole.
Keith, can you get a little serious about this and tell us how you feel?
You know, we all have our facts, and that's his truth, that there isn't a disease. My truth is there is. Neither of us went to school for it, so who knows? Idiot. I hate you. I hate you, and I know what hate is. That goes under mad, but more. I hate you. You are in my thoughts, woo-woo. I will dream of you tonight. And you could be like, oh, I'm in your head. Got to you. You won. You're there. I am interested in your life, chugga chugga, forever. Decades from now, when you forget about this, I'm going to follow you and your kids online and see what's up with the woo-woos. I'm curious. What the hell? You're alive. You're a person. You typed that with people hands. What?
So... I hope that answers your question.
Was there
what?
A question?
Just trying to talk about dumb movies over here. And you typed that.
Well, on that bombshell.
Yes.
I mean, if you like that, there's loads of it on Keith and the Girl.
Oh, yes. Stuff keeps happening. Yeah.
We love you two so much. I tell you why. Because when we came over the first time, we weren't sure if... Kath and I were like, are you coming on? I don't know. We do. And, you know, you were the first people that we'd met on a professional level, that treated me and Catherine equally. No, this is what we've been striving for ages.
Ah,
this
fuck, we meant is. To treat you lesser.
Well!
Yeah, she's allowed a curse in that case, yeah.
Yeah. But you were the first people to do it. I don't think anyone had done it before. And it was... Magic. Honestly, we were so inspired by you guys. It was we walked out of there going, "Oh my god, we got to up our game a lot. This is an incredible setup."
Why don't you come over again? I mean,
it's COVID-19.
What's the problem? Don't wear a mask. Fight everybody and get over here.
I'll come over if you let me in your bubble.
Oh yeah, come in my closet.
Yeah, is it the way like if you knew somebody before the virus, you can share straws?
I can't imagine flying. I'm not going to fly. I'm not going to a show. I'm not doing anything until there's a vaccine, which of course is Bill Gates' plan so that he can monitor all of us and control and kill our children.
Because he's not busy enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, these computers aren't monitoring you already. Chugga chugga woo woo.
We will be over as soon as there's a vaccine. We're gonna get the jab and then we're gonna come and we're gonna terrorize you.
I love it. By the way, our next title for our next episode will be Chugga Chugga Woo Woo. Look out for that at keithandthegirl.com and on every platform that podcasts are available. Just look for Keith and the Girl. You will always find Chugga Chugga Woo Woo from now until the end of time. You have made Keith's list. Congratulations. I think I've made it once, but I've since been redeemed. It's very hard to do. I will give you that, but it's worth a try.
Now we have our own. We have our own chugga chugga woo woo. What was that? Bobby Buckcakes. That's the American version. You piece of shit.
What about Daddy Rest? Is Daddy Rest can't? And what about the guy who was calling up and saying
Hemda's face lit up then,
and saying all the stuff he wanted to do to Hemda, even though he couldn't use his he was
appendages.
Pretty handy.
Yeah, I don't want to brag.
What
We've been doing
say?
This.
He was as good as a lesbian.
He's as good as a lesbian with his fingers, even though he was always too drunk to get hard. Yeah, we've been doing it 15 years, though. So we have a couple chuggy chuggies. It's chugga chugga. You know this asshole is listening. It's chugga chugga.
Is the website, if you go on Spotify and iTunes and all your podcast providers, type in Keith and the Girl, it's there. And there's 15 years of back catalogue to dive in. It's so nice to see you. Come on again soon, whenever you want. Let us know and you can come on.
Right. Thanks for having us.
Can I do a quick chugga chugga impression?
Yeah, please do.
Why does everyone believe in math? Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Love you lots. Bye. 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 Bye.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.